the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And, last night, Lundy, an incredible shooting display by the San Diego State Aztecs inside the Viejas Arena. I think they were slightly motivated after blowing a 26-point lead against CSU in the first matchup, because they're doing the back-to-backs in the Mountain West, and it was like deja vu all over again. They were 1 point up 30-11 in that game, and it was a similar spread as it was in the prior matchup when CSU had that miraculous comeback that set a school record. Well, here's a hot tip for anybody out there that loves to wager and you're watching the games. There are sensational values on the second half line, and that CSU San Diego State game is a prime example. CSU was down 20 plus points at halftime, and the Aztecs were shooting close to 70%, which was blowing my mind. I had to like rub my eyes to make sure that I was seeing things clearly. But yeah, they were shooting close to 70%, and CSU was still catching a point on the second half line. So what you do in those instances when teams are that hot, eventually things are going to balance out. You fade the living daylights out of them. I took the Rams, easy cover, and they damn near backdoored my alt line parlay play, but they hit on yours, didn't they?
They did, Brad. I took that little extra hook on the alt line play because I looked at the payout and I thought, you know what? I could take them at 13, but the difference in my overall alt line payout to take it at 13.5 was really a pretty minor difference. And I thought, you know what? I'll give up a few bucks to get that extra hook. And of course, that hook came into play. And I commented on it last night on Twitter. I said, hey, look, a lot of people give you and I grief for doing these alt line parlays. Yeah. I don't know why, because my DraftKings Sportsbook account balance would beg to differ. Man, take advantage when you see a matchup that you think, you know what, I like this, but I like the idea of, you know, taking a couple extra points, maybe that extra 2.5, maybe it's 3.5, whatever the number is. If you feel confident about something, but you want that cushion, I'm sorry. I'm willing to give up a little bit of my payday and buy myself that cushion.
Yeah, and I think it's even more so in play this year because all courts are essentially neutral courts, as most arenas are completely empty. So it's really hard to handicap normal circumstances because home court advantage historically is an enormous one, and that's not really a card in play. So, yeah, quit hating on the alt-line parlays. You can unearth incredible values there and build in hopefully a little bit of comfort and maybe even score in the desperate moments like Lundy did last night in Colorado State and San Diego
I have
Diego
a
State.
Lot of desperate moments, Brad. Let's be honest.
That's my life
general,
story.
There's a lot of desperate moments. But no, hey, look, alt-line parlays, I went 4-for-4 on one last
nice.
Night, also went 2-for-2 on another one. So,
beautiful.
You know, when you feel good about it, and is it going to happen every night? Hell no. It's not going to happen every night, people. Brad and I are not trying to tell you that. But what we're saying is, if you've got an opportunity, you see some value, you want to get yourself that cushion, be smart, go ahead and pay a little bit for the cushion out of your payout because you're probably going to cash a ticket a hell of a lot more often.
Yeah, whether it gets some action in the NBA, college basketball, or the upcoming playoffs. You want to talk about playoffs? That's right. The NFL playoffs start this weekend, and there is no better place to get in on all that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't checked out the app yet, there is no better time to sign up and start cashing in than right now. And to celebrate the most exciting time of the football season, DraftKings is giving you the chance to double your money. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored during Saturday's football games. That's right. Once you opt in and place your bet, all you got to do is sit back and wait for a TD to roll in. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to have a shot at doubling your dinero if a touchdown is scored in one of Saturday's football games. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at doubling their money for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Tuesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, we got more college basketball selections. We're going to get an NBA player prop of the day here in a minute, but it's a really good slate across myriad conferences in college basketball tonight. Let's start off in the ACC. Miami hosting the UNC Tar Heels, and I like the home team here. Give me the Hurricanes plus the 2.5 of the Heels. The offensively right now, they're in a pit of misery. They've been atrocious putting ball through basket, shooting just 28.7% from beyond the arc. Number 264. Roy Williams coach team, number 264 in the country, an effective field goal percentage offense. They've really struggled on turnovers as well, committing a miscue on 21.5% of their possessions. Miami's bigs, Brooks, Cross, Walker, must limit the second chance opportunities for the Tar Heels. That's what keeps them in games. They generate an offensive rebound on 41% of their possessions. That's number 3 in the country. But if Miami can seal off that glass, continue to force those mistakes by Carolina, and knowing the woes offensively the Tar Heels have, I think Miami holds home court and steals a victory. But I will take the plus 2.5. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one again. Maybe not quite ready to jump on the money line, but I like the plus numbers on this. Also, Brad, how about Isaiah Wong? Just nailing it from outside right now for the Canes. If he can keep that up, I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. Because yeah, if you can be able to put some of those daggers into the Tar Heels, a team that has lost their last 3 road games and are only averaging about 74 points in those road games, if they can hit some from the outside, Miami will not only keep this interesting, but they should be able to cover, and as you said, might even pull off the upset. Not quite ready to jump on the money line, but I will take those points. I will follow. Let's see if the Canes can do it at home and finally break their conference losing streak.
Yeah, and it's been a losing streak for North Carolina on the road this season. Fade the Heels.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the SEC in a colossal matchup between the Florida Gators and the suddenly hot Alabama Crimson Tide. And I say, roll Tide, baby. I'm going to take Bama minus 3 here at home. Alabama, they're all about the 3-point barrage. 47.3% of their shots are from beyond the arc. And over the last couple of games, they have been drilling a number of those long distance buckets, 38.6% at that clip against Mississippi. And one of the better defensive teams in the country, they did it against the Tennessee Volunteers. Very staunch defensively, Nate Oates' club. Over the last couple of games, just 0.86 points per possession allowed. You look at Florida, their biggest weakness is extending out along the perimeter defensively. Number 257 in the country in 3-point percentage D. So Shackelford, Petty, and Quinterly, the transfer from Villanova, should open up the skies and make it rain there in Bama. So give me the home team and the Crimson Tide minus 3 against the Florida Gators, who I think they're going to turn into luggage. Fade or follow?
Turning the Gators into luggage. Yeah. Ouch, man. That's where we're going with this?
Sure.
I'll tell you what, this one makes me a little bit nervous because I do think Florida has the ability to play up against Alabama. But with the hot streak that Alabama is on, I think they continue. I think they jump to 3-0 in conference play. So I will follow. I will give up the points. And let's see if Alabama can stay on that roll that they have been on, including trying to knock down the threes from the outside. We just talked about that in the last game. I think the 3-point shooting is going to be big. Let's see if Bama can keep it up.
Sweet home Alabama.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's you against the house, and it's you firing off on player props, folks. It's just more or less, over or under on all of your favorite action, not only in college sports, but also the NBA, which we're going to get to here in a minute, and the NFL. They got it all. You could do it with fantasy points. You could do it with specific stats. just go to monkeyknifefight.com and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN and sign up as a new user and get a free $5 game on the house and have an MKFing good time. That's exactly what Zach LaVine's going to do tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. A line at MKF, 24.5 points. Oh, baby, I'm taking the over here because Portland doesn't play a lick of defense. They're allergic to it. So far here in the early season, number 28 in the NBA are the Blazers in points per possession allowed, giving up 1.118 so far this year. According to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP NBA tool, this is the best possible matchup for a scorer out there in the association, and Zach LaVine is certainly that. He's averaging just over this proposed threshold, 24.6 points per game. He's jacking shots and at 18.3 shots per game clip. He's only gone over this number twice so far. He had 39 against Dallas, 33 against Golden State, but what do the Mavericks, the Warriors, and the Trailblazers all have in common? They're, again, the dregs of the keg defensively on a per-possession basis. So give me Zach LaVine, man. I think it's going to be 30-plus for him as the Bull gores Dame Lillard and company in this one. Fader, follow my over 24.5 points.
Yeah, both teams off to a slow start, Brad. Only 3 wins on the year for each one of them. But yes, part of the problem that Portland's got in terms of their slow start is they're just not playing any defense right now. And that's not going to get you very far in the Western Conference, let's be honest. You got to figure out how to at least slow somebody down because there's way too many scorers stacked up in the Western Conference for them. So yeah, I think he goes over in this. As you mentioned, he just did it 2 days ago against the Mavs, going for 39. Same kind of matchup that he's got here. I do think he gets up close to the 30 mark once again. So yeah, give me the opportunity for him to get it done, shooting 46.1 from the field, 30.2 from outside the arc so far this year. I think he gets to 30 easily against a Portland team that just the half of the court with the defense guys, wake up. Come on. You got to remember what you're supposed to be doing. Portland in trouble.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think they've swallowed a gallon of chloroform and are just passed out defensively. So definitely bet on the Bull.
Number 2.
All right, back to the college basketball hardwood, back to DraftKings Sportsbook. I like Texas laying the 12 against Iowa State, and it's interesting because this line has come down. It opened at 14 and is now at minus 12, and I think there's tremendous value here for the Longhorns. And the reasons are this. Sims and Jones's size is menacing, particularly for an Iowa State team that is number 307 in defensive rebounding percentage on the season, and they've given up a 55.9% clip inside the arc so far in Big 12 action. Texas has an elite defense, number 4 in the nation in adjusted defensive efficiency, and Iowa State, its offensive droughts well known, shooting just 0.90 points per possession in Big 12 action. So you pull it all together. I know Texas is coming off that massive high of annihilating Kansas and getting Shaka Smart's first win ever inside Fog Allen against the Kansas Jayhawks over the weekend. And some people believe that there could be a bit of a hangover here, but I'm not seeing it. This is a tremendous paper matchup, and they play at even 60, 70% capacity that they displayed there in Lawrence. I think they win this thing by 15+. So fade or follow, hook 'em horns, minus 12 against Iowa State.
Got to be honest, still can't get over the hair. Still can't get over
with Shaka.
Yeah, can't get over the hair, man. It's just weird. Every time I see him wandering around on the sideline, I'm like, what's that student doing down there? I'll tell you what, this is an interesting one for me, Brad, because this is one that plays into what I was saying at the beginning of the podcast. This is probably one that I would like to alt-line, just because I would have loved, frankly, for Iowa State to cover when this number was all the way up at 14, as you talked about, but it is back and back down. That 12.5 does make me a little bit nervous, not so much because I don't think Texas can handle it, but because if you look at their last 3 home games, they're winning by an average of 13.4 points. Tells me that they put the foot on the gas, they play really hard, and then gradually, as you get into that second half, maybe Iowa State gets some garbage points. So this number is probably one that I would stay away from, but ooh, I would love to alt-line parlay this one.
Ooh, we might have a little alt-line. Boom! this time a little bit later on in this pod.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's go to the Big Ten. Let's talk Rutgers and fading Michigan State and possibly still ranked in the popularity polls, but nowhere close when it comes to the net. They're outside the top 110 right now when it comes to really any other kind of power ranking, well outside the top 50. But because of the brand name, the sports writers that are out there that vote in that idiotic poll, they're like, oh, they're still top 25 worthy. And I think they're going to get beat again at home against Rutgers. Now, Rutgers 0-9 against Tom Izzo in their existence in the Big Ten. They have not played particularly well on the road against this team in the past, but I like them plus the 1.5 here. Look, it's been no Sparty party in any category so far in Big Ten play. Number 13 in offensive efficiency, number 13 in defensive efficiency. Rutgers has got some serious rainmakers. They're shooting a blistering 43.5% in conference action. Ron Harper netting close to 50% from downtown on the year. And Michigan State giving up 39.3% along the arc so far in big play. You look at Rutgers' free throw woes, that is a concern. They're only shooting 61.2% from the charity stripe over their last five games. But, you know, they commit few turnovers. They relish an up-tempo style. They can really get after it in transition, which Michigan State also thrives off of. I think the 500-pound gorilla, Steve Peichel, can get off his back, and I would not be at all shocked if Rutgers steals a victory there in East Lansing against this weakened Michigan State team. I can't believe I'm saying it, but Fashizu Maizo not getting it done right now. Fade or follow the Scarlet Knights plus 1.5 on the road against Michigan State.
Now, I'm disappointed that Snoop Dogg isn't a Michigan State fan because he'd really have a lot of fun with that. I'm going to follow on this one as well. Michigan State not looking good, but also Rutgers covering against the spread in three out of their last four games. So, look, when you got somebody that's playing well against the spread, I know it's only 1.5, but that shows you, you know, the expectations that Rutgers has. And I agree with you. Michigan State right now is in the top 25 simply by name only, not by play. And I think maybe if this were a little more of a normal college season where some of these other teams hadn't had to postpone or flat out cancel some of their games, maybe some of those preseason tournaments that would normally have been taking place, I don't think you'd see Michigan State in the top 25 right now, because I think if they had participated in some of those early season tournaments or some of those other non-conference matchups, I think the voters would have probably seen this and they would not be getting the votes that they are right now. So I like this. Let's follow. Let's take Rutgers.
Yeah, a lot of growing pains right now for Tom Izzo's bunch. And bonus time! I'm actually going to do a three-leg money line parlay. So all these teams got to do, just got to win. Give me Texas, give me Alabama, and give me Clemson at home with the best defensive teams in the country going up against NC State. If all of them score the W, it's plus 169 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Digging that.
I like it. I like it a lot. And hey, look, we talk about the alt lines. You talk about this with the money line, all those kinds of things. There was I played a money line with the NBA last night on some heavy favorites. And, you know, maybe you're swinging for the fences for the Grand Slam, folks, on DraftKings Sportsbook. And that's fine. You want to swing for the fences, go for it. You know, I hit a parlay a few weeks ago that was plus over 1,000. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's okay to just start knocking singles and not necessarily look for that home run.
Yeah, and those moneyline parlays are a ton of fun, especially when you can stream together with home teams like Texas, Alabama, and Clemson. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy at Nate Lundy on Twitter. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.